You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Good morning. Welcome to this week's edition of the Yarra Bicycle Users Group radio program on 3CR Radical Radio, broadcasting from Narang, Melbourne, Australia. And thank you to Democracy Now! For the last hour of current affairs. We're proud to acknowledge the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, traditional owners of the land from which we transmit people-powered radio. And my name's Chris, and Yarra Bicycle Users Group Radio. We're a show about bikes, cycling, urban mobility, active transport, adventures, getting around without the combustion engine, which is going to become even more timely. And today, a combination of fun and advocacy, which we're going to be talking about, the Parkville Bike Bus. You might remember earlier this year, I had a chat to Karen about the North Richmond Bike Bus, which is also on a Friday. We'll be talking to Aaron after a bit of news. And I believe in Melbourne there's a couple of bike buses. I think the ones in Marybeck are still going. And there's also one that I noticed for Bayswater. So I'll pop those into the podcast description if you want to know a little bit more about what's going on in the world of the bike buses, because it's for kids riding to school and providing a way for little kids to understand how to use their roads and the rest of it, and in such an adversarial environment. And you would, if you're across the bike bus issues and its development in just the last few years, it's turned into a pretty big social movement, as in getting kids to school all across the world. Now, there's just so much going on at the moment, so I'll try and kind of string some news items together. You know, the obvious thing at the moment is everyone's going on about Australia's fuel insecurity. And there's quite a few good things about it, if you could say it's good. About also, you know, the MUA have got a good media release out about it. There's a few conversation pieces out about it. But the obvious thing is the amount of social, economic and environmental damage this, has it been called Gulf War 3 yet? Yes, it is. It's probably Gulf War 3. And this time, it's even more stupid from someone who can remember the first two, which were just insane. This one's even got less oversight. And it just seems to be echoes again of the whole mission accomplished thing of like a big performative barrage of just destruction, and who cares what happens afterwards. It's absolutely disgusting. And I'm just trying to, Gulf War 3. Absolute blinding stupidity. And again, getting back to, is Australia buffered from oil price spikes? No, nothing is. And it's going to, again, this is going to have social ramifications if, I'm trying to edge around the topic of what the hell is actually going on, and really, no one really knows. It just, there's the thing that is the most concerning is damage to people, damage to the environment, how it's spread across the Gulf states, how it's all the stuff that's going on in southern Lebanon, and how does that affect things of what to do with bikes? Actually, a great deal, because people, I know it's a pretty soft issue to start talking about, you might be more interested in riding your bike, which is a pretty privileged attitude to come from, really, when you look at what people are dealing with on the ground in these areas. If I can bring the tone of the conversation up a bit more, oh, look, I'll chuck that MUA media release in there and into the podcast description, but it's just so, like, rank stupidity of intensification of an undeclared war and an illegal process. No doubt that other programs on the 3CR grid will probably deal with it a whole lot better than my kind of, you know, 90 seconds of just being really angry about it. Yesterday, 3CR had a whole 24 hours devoted to International Women's Day and a fantastic selection of content and speakers and all the rest of it. And I'm just hoping, probably will probably have some playback on that so you can listen back to it. You could probably go to the 3cr.org.au and listen to On Demand for that if you missed it. Today, well, it's a public holiday here in Melbourne, and I did notice on the way in a whole bunch of, you know, parents and caregivers and the rest of it bringing their kids into probably the CBD for the public holiday and the parade that's going to kick off at probably now or, yeah, about then. And the last day of Moomburn. Yeah, Melbourne, Narama has really, really turned the weather on for it. It's actually a very nice day out there. And if you're around, get out there, enjoy it. Enjoy riding around and having a quieter day on the streets, because public holiday and people are not on the roads as much as they was, as you would get on a school day or normal work day. So get out there, enjoy it. And just to think back to the last week or so, we had Super Tuesday, and there was a whole slew of us here locally out counting. Ensure that you get your results in and, yeah, count it up, check twice, check three times, and just go through all the little process to put your count in, because it's really important that decision makers know what's going on or can be made more aware of what's going on in terms of cycling and the stuff in this city. And all I can say about the area I was at, the little corner I was at, people like protected bike lanes. They really, really, really love riding in protected bike lanes. I saw my 2 hours where I was at, no incidents. Heavy traffic, lots of pedestrians, a phenomenal amount of bikes, e-bikes, scooters and the like. No incidents. This is a protected bike lane. Isn't that what you want to hear instead of the, yeah. Anyway, a bad incident. No, it was actually very peaceful, very relaxing. It's just got towards the end of the count, you would know the intensity rose and it was just like, good Lord, am I catching every part of this? It was quite amazing just watching the amount of people out there riding bikes and different types of mobility. Now, again, for the inner north, you may be aware of what this is, what I'm about to talk about, because you may have already kind of had to deal with it. We're talking about, unfortunately, there's a huge burst water main on the corner of St. George's Road at South in Fitzroy North. I think it's one of the old brick water mains. I could be wrong on this if they've reinforced it over the last few decades. It just collapsed on, I think, late Friday afternoon, and it's a diabolical mess up there. And I believe that Greater West Water and, you know, the trams and all the Yarra trams are up there trying to fix this. I've been sent some photos of it, and it looks like a phenomenal amount of work's being done. Luckily today, again, as I've just said, is a public holiday, and hopefully they can get this reopened by Tuesday, because, as again, you would know, St. George's Road, that's one of the main cycling thoroughfares into the northern suburbs and out of the northern suburbs. So keep an eye out for anything from Great Western Water and for the tram Route 11 on that, anything to see if that's been fixed up. Hopefully it will be ready for tomorrow. If not, take precautions, because it's like, this is anything with a road disruption. Everyone thinks about the cars and PT. The amounts of hundreds of cyclists coming down there per day, or if not thousands. I'm trying to find out if there's any detours or if anyone's kind of, you know, any of the road authorities have thought ahead enough to think about that. invariably these sort of things get lost in detail and nuance. Anyway, what we'll do now, I've kind of riffed on, I think we've gone down Gulf War 3, we've done the road collapse, we've done Moomba. Oh, there's probably a slew of other things I could go on about, but I think what we'll do now is we'll have a chat with Aaron about bike buses and see if we can tweak your interest about things that are, you know, a bit more proactive, a bit more community-based, and think locally about what you can do and or give your support to a bike bus.
Kon Karapana Jyotidis OAM overcame his traumatic childhood of racism, bullying and loneliness to help create one of Australia's largest and best-loved human rights organisations, the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre, which has transformed the lives of thousands of refugees and has helped build a movement. On Sunday, March 15 in Clifton Hill, Kon will join Patrina Barson, Director of the Centre for Compassionate Society, in a conversation about compassion in action. This is a rare opportunity to hear Kon share not just about the issues facing refugees and asylum seekers, but about himself. What inspires, energises, challenges and sustains him in his work? Find out more and register through centreforcompassionatesociety.net. A 3CR supporter.
Yarra Bicycle Users Group Radio on 3CR Radical Radio. I'm going to chat to Aaron, and we're going to be talking about the Parkville Gardens Bike Bus. Is that the correct title, Aaron?
Yeah, that's the correct title, Parkville Gardens Bike Bus.
Give us a bit of history. What have you been up to with this?
So I've started the bike bus in Parkville, and we ride to Flemington Primary School, and I started it because Parkville Gardens is zoned to Flemington Primary School, but we're bisected from the primary school by the tollway, the big freeway. And so the students who live in Parkville Gardens basically all drive to school because they can't get to school safely. So the schools, the people in Parkville Gardens had lobbied the government to change the school zonings to be more appropriate, but that was unsuccessful. So I thought, well, why don't we turn it into a positive and then we find ways to get around to school safely?
Yeah, because it kind of like, you know, here's your suburb, then it's bisected by something that may or may not have, you know, happened in the last 20, 30 years, but the way that people move around their suburbs, and we could go into a whole huge topic about, you know, how downtown things in America or, you know, these sort of developments really do cut up your suburbs and how people want to move. And a bike bus, you've taken something from a negative of like getting kids to school with a positive experience instead of some of the other things we've discussed on the show. What's, you know, things over in Footscray and some of the redevelopments over there where they've still got problems.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're just so limited in this area because they've got the City Link that bisects this area, but then they've got Brunswick Road on the north side, and then Flemington Road on the south. So they're just, it's like an island of these bisecting big high-speed roads. And it's, you know, it's an impossible task for a primary schooler to get safely across any of these roads without any support.
It's a bit of a collab, I think, isn't it, between the bug and the school and yourself and a whole bunch of people? Kind of, you know, you've kind of given us the how it came together, but what have you learned along the way of all these groups working together?
Yeah, so I'm kind of, because it's across so many different boundaries, technically it's part of the City of Melbourne, part of Moonee Valley, it's different state places, you know, state electorates. So I've kind of had to mesh everything together to make sure it's across board with everyone. And I've been working most closely with Dr. Crankies, who repair the bikes, because I don't know how to repair a bike very well. And so a lot of students come with poorly, you know, their brakes don't work, or their pedals or gears are not the greatest shape. So then at the school, we've partnered with Dr. Crankies, who fix their bike on the same day. So if they can just ride to school, then we can fix their bike up. So they're probably the biggest group I've worked closely with. But then the school itself has been really supportive in like helping it start up. And then the local member, Ellen Sandell, has helped out as well with a lot of material and advertising for me.
Excellent. And you also talking to Active Transport Moonee Valley. They're a newish group. What are they helping in kind with promotion?
Yeah, so the Moonee Bug and Active Transport, Moonee Valley, and I think there's Sustainable Transport Moonee Valley as well. There's so many good groups in Moonee Valley who are crying out for active transport in this area. And, you know, they need it. There's just so many, it's so densely car orientated in the Moonee Valley area, and so hard to get around by bike. And so I can see why there's all these groups. And I think Moonee Bug has got a meeting with the mayor soon, Moonee Valley mayor. And so I let them know that this is the program I'm doing, and to raise it with the mayor, just to get a bit more cycling infrastructure for children.
Yeah, and also I'm noticing with Active Transport Moonee Valley, they're pushing with buses, which again, you know, the 506, the 508, which most people on the a lot of people over on the east side use as well, which it goes all the way to Alphington. It's a bus that I've used for probably close to 36 years. So these are local issues that impact on people right across Melbourne, and everyone's got their own story or how they you know, use these. The transport things, it's, you know, like how we look at mixed mode and the like, but
Melbourne Food and Wine Festival hosts Feast for Freedom with the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre for one night only. Join us for an exclusive communal dining experience at the ASRC's Home of Hope in Footscray on Wednesday the 25th of March. Share a long table feast created by refugee chefs from Palestine and Sri Lanka. Celebrate incredible food and help raise vital funds for people seeking asylum. Tickets are limited. Book now at feastforfreedom.org.au/MFWF. Feast for Freedom is an initiative of the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre, a 3CR supporter.
Pulling it back to the bike bus, how does it actually operate, and kind of any fun, cool stories?
Yeah, so we go every Friday morning before school, so we only ride to school. And so what we do, we meet up in Parkville Gardens. There's a big park out there. And so at 8:20, we depart the bus, and then all the kids ride along with me as the bus driver. So I'm the bus driver, no kid goes in front of me, and we kind of ride along. We've got a sweeper rider as well, who makes sure the kids don't lose track or get left behind. And so then we ride along all the shared paths that we can. We barely ride on any roads, and we use signal crossings. We really stay away from as many cars as possible. Yeah, we make our way to the school. I guess that, you know, 1 week, 5 kids showed up, and we hadn't had that many kids show up. And one of them was just started school and in prep. and they had a really cute training wheels bike, and you could tell it was brand new, and they were just so excited for the bike bus. And then, you know, getting to school with someone, it was hard to manage because I've got these grade fives who want to really ride fast, and then a prep who's just started school on training wheels. So it was hard to manage, but we got there on school on time. So that was good fun.
So if people want to get involved either with the Parkville Bike Bus or thinking of something in their area, what's the ways can they get involved and find out more?
Yeah, they can message me. I've got an email address at bikebusmelbourne@gmail.com. But I would say just start the bike bus. If you're interested in doing it, just start it. Talk with some parents and make a route, and really just start, because as soon as you start, more people will get interested and come along with you, and it's really build it and you come. There's some great resources from one of the bike buses in Perth, and they've got a whole list of things on how to do it. But really keep it simple and just start it, and more kids will come from there.
Yeah, I'm just actually scrolling through that now. Town of Victoria Park in WA. It's pretty good template in terms of just rolls out all the different bits and pieces that you may need to know, like frequency, one way or round trip, meeting time and location, preparing for the unexpected and ride leaders and all that sort of stuff. So yeah, that's great. And any little stories could you share about, or anecdotes about how this has gone so far?
Yeah, so far it's been quite good. I haven't had a whole lot of uptake. You know, there's been at most five kids at a time, but it's only been a couple of months since we started it. So it's still early days, and I've been talking to some parents and kids in the area. And one kid who hasn't come along on the ride, once he found out about bike bus, he literally was jumping up and down saying, "Mom, can I come to the bike bus? Like, please let me join, please let me join." Apparently he's coming next week, which will be really exciting for him. But just to see the kids' faces and, you know, getting to school not by car, like, it really means a lot for kids, and it's really undervalued. And it really goes to, you know, how good a bike bus is for kids' mental health, like learning the other kids that go to their school and meeting new friends, as well as just getting that exercise in the morning before school, so then they're not so jittery in the class. What we need is more accessible active transport infrastructure so that more kids can ride their bikes to school. The Department of Transport put out a report in 2021 to say that kids getting to school by active transport is down to 25%, where 40 years ago it was around 75%. So it just shows there's a real need for more children to get to school by active transport.
Come to the Degrowth Festival on Sunday the 22nd of March from 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. Building community and resilience. Let's create the world we want by practicing it now together. Sing, dance, picnic under the trees, and check out the dozens of stalls, workshops and talks. The 2026 Degrowth Festival, Curtin Square, Carlton. Search for Degrowth Festival 2026 on Humanitix for more details and to register. The Degrowth Festival is a 3CR supporter.
Birds are calling out my name, and they're telling me to leave my bed, drink a coffee for my head, cereal and radio, miss the sun saying hello, and I pick some clothes from my wardrobe, get the bike from out the shed, let the wheels go round and round, I'm pulling up at your house, and I say nervously, come and take a ride with me.
Yarrabug would like to thank Bicycle Network for their financial support. Bicycle Network, a not-for-profit with 45,000 members, working to get more people riding for their health and well-being. Bicycle Network is proud to sponsor the Yarrabug program and support its important advocacy for safer and more accessible riding. By becoming a Bicycle Network member and or participating in one of their iconic riding events, you're supporting Bicycle Network's Ride to School programs and advocacy campaigns to make it easier for everyone to ride a bike every day. Visit bicyclenetwork.com.au for more information. Come to the Degrowth Festival on Sunday the 22nd of March from 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. Building community and resilience. Let's create the world we want by practicing it now together. Sing, dance, picnic under the trees, and check out the dozens of stalls, workshops, and talks. The 2026 Degrowth Festival, Curtin Square, Carlton. Search for Degrowth Festival 2026 on Humanitix for more details and to register. The Degrowth Festival is a 3CR supporter.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.